Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Nationally by the Gab Radio Network.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Oh boy, oh boy. That was not intentional, folks, although he's in my cycle. He's in my music. That's Mr. Petty. It's Mr. Tom Petty with Heartbreakers. We lost him. And I'm still kind of bummed out about that. I was wondering, you know, folks, I have my music, and it rotates, and it's the soundtrack of my life. And I was wondering how long it's going to take before. We don't go very long around here without a little bit of Petty. And so... So we'll continue to celebrate his life and his music and his genius as long as I'm on the air. Tom Petty, rest in peace. Yeah, Marcia, by the way, folks, I'm Jim Blasingame, and Marcia Egan's here. I didn't mean to get sad, Marcia, but I don't know if you're a Petty fan, but
I am.
Yeah, so it's a sad time, but anyway, I'm glad you're here. Marcia Egan's here, folks. MarciaEgan.com is her website. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Marcia's our guest, and we're talking about making decisions, making things happen, getting up off your backside and making a showing. What does it look like behind you at the end of the day? Did you get anything done? And we talked about making decisions, being comfortable with decisions. Don't you also think, Marcia, that getting things done means you have to develop some kind of a relationship with failure?
Oh, now that's an interesting question.
Because if you try something, you got a 50-50 shot, right?
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of people don't realize that when they fail at something, it might be the better lesson than if they succeeded.
Of course, it often is.
And if you fail at something that you try, as long as you kind of debrief it and you learn from it, it actually could be more valuable than something that you try and you're successful at. Not always, but
Edison said failure successfully identifying what doesn't work.
Exactly. Failures can be seen as gifts as long as you see it that way. One of the things that people do that isn't useful when they fail is they kind of use it to get down on themselves rather than saying, okay, that one's done. Now, what did I learn
That's right.
from it?
What
and
did
how
I learn?
Do I move forward?
Isn't that one of the most important things? And see, this is what to me, the really successful entrepreneurs are the one thing that is absolutely dominant in the mind of a successful entrepreneur, in the persona of a successful entrepreneur, is curiosity. They can't wait to learn the next thing, even if it was wrong.
Yeah.
And that comes back to you, when you talk about make something happen. A really true entrepreneur is ready to make something happen, even if it was wrong.
Oh, I agree with that. And one of the things that I wanted to share on that point is that when you want to make something happen, one of the best ways to do it is to either give yourself a deadline or give someone else a deadline.
Mm-hmm.
And many times entrepreneurs who are solopreneurs, who are alone, will let their own deadline slide because they have no other accountability.
Right.
And what I recommend to people is, tell somebody the deadline. Write to somebody in an email, I will get this to you by Tuesday at 2 o'clock. And that way, they have created a partner, even though that partner doesn't even realize they're an accountability partner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when you're trying to get the people who work with you and for you to do things, giving them a specific deadline, and I like to say, give the time also, Tuesday by 2 o'clock, not Tuesday by end of day, because end of day means different things to different people.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be very motivating when people know exactly what their deadline is, and it forces more action.
Well, that's all part of the trust proposition, isn't it? Because if I tell you, you know, we should be with each other when you're expecting something from me, we should be with each other where I say to you, okay, you're expecting this from me, I'll have it to you by Friday at 3 o'clock.
Exactly.
I've got a deadline. I myself have a deadline this week by Thursday. And
right.
I've got to think about how to finish that deadline because it's in my head. It's something I promised. And if I can't pull it off, I have to tell that other person that I'm not going to make it as early as I can. That's all part of trust. But if we don't tell anybody about it, it's in our head, and we as you say, we can let it slide. And sometimes it's good to declare that we have these deadlines, isn't it?
Especially for people who don't have real accountability partners. And many of the people who are listening today probably are those where they have their own businesses or they're running their own businesses or they're a one man or one woman show.
Mm-hmm.
And so those deadlines can help people get to action rather than, as you used it before, being an entrepreneurial thinker instead of being an entrepreneurial doer.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Marcia, tell the audience what you do for folks.
Well, I am a business consultant. I am a life coach, and I kind of combine those two because I usually work with people on the people side of their business rather than the task side of their business.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be a real tough nut to crack at times.
Well, and you do it well, though. MarciaEgan.com, right?
And that's exactly
and then
right.
And find your books there. Hey, Marcia, good job today. Come back soon.
Will do. Thanks, Jim.
Marcia
Have a great
Egan,
week.
Ladies and gentlemen, what a great visit we had with her. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.